This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Eternity is a hard concept to understand. We live in a time-based world. Get up at a certain time, be to the workplace at a certain time, and some of us may get a week of vacation, but then it ends and we go back to work. Even bad times and illnesses have a limit of time, and then we get better. Still, one day, time will cease to exist, at least the way we know it. We will all be transported into a never-ending day, either of endless light and joy, or of unimaginable pain, suffering, and total darkness that never ends. The Bible makes it plain that we are allowed to choose which of these two complete opposites we want after our time on earth is done. Choose wisely and carefully. Eternity is a terribly long time to be wrong about faith in God. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. The key Bible verse for this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. When the Bible speaks of eternal life, it refers to a gift of God that comes only through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. This gift is in contrast to the death that is the natural result of sin. The gift of eternal life comes to those who believe in Jesus Christ, who is himself the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. The fact that this life is eternal indicates that it is perpetual life. It goes on and on and on with no end. It is a mistake, however, to view eternal life as simply an unending progression of years. A common New Testament word for eternal is aeonis, which carries the idea of quality as well as quantity. In fact, eternal life is not really associated with years at all, as it is independent of time. Eternal life can function outside of and beyond time as well as within time. For this reason, eternal life can be thought of as something that Christians experience right now. Believers do not have to wait for eternal life because it's not something that starts when they die. Rather, eternal life begins the moment a person exercises faith in Christ. It is our current possession. John 3:36 says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life." The Bible inextricably links eternal life with the person of Jesus Christ. John 17:3 is an important passage in this regard, as Jesus prays to his Father, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Here, Jesus equates eternal life with a knowledge of God and of the Son. There is no knowledge of God without the Son, for it is through the Son that the Father reveals himself to the elect. This life-giving knowledge of the Father and the Son is a true, personal knowledge, not just an academic awareness. There will be some on Judgment Day who had claimed to be followers of Christ, but never really had a relationship with him. To those false professors, Jesus will say, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." That's Matthew 7:23. The Apostle Paul made it his goal to know the Lord, and he linked that knowledge to resurrection from the dead. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. That's Philippians 3:10-11. In the New Jerusalem, the Apostle John sees a river flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, and on each side of the river stood the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. That's Revelation 22:1-2. In Eden, we rebelled against God and were banished from the tree of life. That's Genesis 3. In the end, God graciously restores our access to the tree of life. This access is provided through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1:29. Right now, every sinner is invited to know Christ and to receive eternal life. Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. That's Revelation 22:17. How can you know that you have eternal life? First of all, confess your sin before our holy God. Then accept Jesus Christ and his atoning death on the cross on your behalf. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for your sins, and he rose again on the third day. Believe this good news. Trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you will be saved. See Acts 16:31. John puts it so simply, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's 1 John 5:11-12. Here are some other scripture verses that relate to eternity and eternal life. John 5:24, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into the heart of man. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, and God will provide rest for you who are being persecuted, and also for us when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come with his mighty angels in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who do not know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord and from his glorious power. John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Isaiah 57:15, God is high and lifted up. He lives forever. His name is holy. He says, I live in a high and holy place, but I also live with people who are humble and sorry for their sins. I will give new life to those who are humble in spirit. I will give new life to those who are sorry for their sins. Jude 1:7, remember the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the other towns around them. Like those angels, they were full of sexual sin and involved themselves in sexual relations that are wrong, and they suffer the punishment of eternal fire, an example for us to see. Here is a question I have heard some people ask. How can it be said that we have everlasting life when we still die? The Word of God assures us that all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will have everlasting life. John 3:16, John 6:47, 1 John 5:13. The Greek word translated everlasting means perpetual, eternal, forever. Perhaps the word perpetual best explains the biblical concept of everlasting life. It is life that once begun continues perpetually into eternity. This speaks to the idea that man's life is not merely physical. Rather, the true life of a human being is spiritual, and while the physical life ends, the spiritual life continues throughout eternity. It is perpetual. It is everlasting life. When God created Adam and Eve, he put them in the garden with the tree of life, intending that they would live joyously forever, both physically and spiritually. But they sinned and brought physical and spiritual death to themselves and to all subsequent generations. See Romans 5:12-14. God then sent Adam and Eve out from the garden and stationed angels to guard the way to the tree of life. And he did so because, in his mercy, he did not want man to live forever under the weight of sin. But sin must be punished, and the only acceptable punishment to a holy God is everlasting punishment. See Mark 9:43-44. However, our merciful God sent his Son as a perfect sacrifice to suffer once for all time the punishment due mankind for sin, thereby providing a perfect way to the tree of life for anyone and everyone who believes in him. 1 John 5:12, Revelation 22:14. We receive everlasting life by dying to our own efforts and receiving Christ Jesus into our hearts as our Lord and Savior. And when we do, we are instantly reborn and made alive in Christ. We may not feel any immediate change, but there has, in fact, been a rebirth in the heart. And we are now free of the fear of death. We have the promise of God that we will never die spiritually, but instead will live forever with our Lord Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. Later, when we die physically, our soul will immediately be with the Lord. And still later, when he returns, the Lord will resurrect our bodies to meet him in the air. As for those Christians who are alive at his return, their bodies will be changed in the twinkle of an eye, and they will not experience even physical death. See 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Jesus Christ instructed the Apostle John to write the last book of the Bible, and there we again read about the tree of life. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation 2:7. It is in Christ that all true, authentic Christians trust, and it is in the power of God that we rest. We rest assured of our everlasting life. 1 Peter 1:3-5. The one true God created all things, and he is in control of life and death and rebirth. He will keep his word. Our God is all-powerful and full of grace and truth, John 1:14, and he wants us to know that our eternal state is assured. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies," John 11:25. Do you have everlasting life with God? Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.